Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities, but even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. This verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani when she heard Krishna's instructions to her, which were written in a letter by the Lord's own handwriting. She reacted like this. See, when the Lord left Vrindavan, he constantly felt in his heart the separation from his dear most servitors, foremost of whom is Srimati Radharani. And eventually he wrote a letter to Radharani and the gopis, which he had hand-delivered by his dear servant Uddhava. This letter was written with so much affection some of the letters were therefore written in a crooked way that no one else than Krishna and his dearmost friend Uddhava could decipher the letter and read it. Like, for instance, you would not have to go through my notebook. Hare Krishna. It would be very difficult for you. But the letter, this is written, some of it is written with great, with deep thoughts and not much concentration or fine writing. So Krishna's letter was written like this, with deep emotions, and only personal disciple of Brihaspati, this was one of his qualifications, he was very intelligent, and the second and more important qualification, only the personal friend of the Lord could decipher and read such a letter. So Uddhava was sent with this letter because Krishna, for some deep reasons, could not or did not want to come to Braj. Uddhava was sent and he read this letter. One of the instructions in the letter was, my dear gopis, don't worry. Why are you so sad that I have left you? Don't you know that as the Super Soul I'm present everywhere? We are always together. Meditate and you will realize the Lord, and you will realize me in the heart. The gopis didn't want to meditate. They were bhakti because they wanted to serve him in an active loving relationship. So therefore Radharani says, you are killing me with these instructions. It's not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. I want you, I don't want the meditation on your Paramatma form. Perfect. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anjani Vashita Shunyam Jnana Kamat Janavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttamam. For a pure devotee, there is no scope for indulgence in mystic yoga practice or the cultivation of speculative philosophy. It is indeed impossible for a pure devotee to engage his mind in such unwanted activities. What is wanted for other transcendentalists, cultivation of speculative philosophy, mystic yoga practice, and so on, it is unwanted activity for the pure devotee. Even if a pure devotee wanted to, his mind would not allow him to do so. That is a characteristic of a pure devotee. He's transcendental to all fruitive activity, speculative philosophy, and mystic yoga meditation. The gopis therefore express themselves as follows. For our understanding, let us again hear this verse and then hear some further explanations. Siddhartha Mahaprabhu continued, and he is speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani that we have understood from verse number 137. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities, but even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. There is Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Taskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srimadhadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There is a state in Krishna consciousness where the devotee does not know how his mind is attracted to Lord Krishna. In other words, it happens automatically. To help us understand this stage, the acharyas explain our present situation, which is vice versa. We do not know how we become diverted from Krishna. It just happens. You will see during this lecture, your mind will go many times away from the subject of the lecture. You will think about things which concern your life. And you do not know how this is happening. You can't tell. It is going all of a sudden. What was the subject matter? What did he say? Okay. Then next minute, black, happens again. At a neophyte state in Krishna consciousness, the mind will always, almost like a thief who walks out of a room trying to not make any attention of his leaving. In the same way, the mind will sneak out of the transcendental subject matter, not make any noise about it, because then you will catch it and draw it back. Like a thief in the night. Now, at a more advanced state of consciousness, this process is turned around. The positions are changed. The mind, whenever there is some talk, it will immediately go to Krishna. A good example is Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes preaching to his disciples. Now, I personally like very much Lila of Prabhupada connected with my hometown, Hamburg. Srila Prabhupada was coming to Hamburg for a visit and wanted to see the famous Hamburg harbor and take his morning walk there. Now, he saw a particular scene which happens in Hamburg and which might have to be explained to you Londoners. He saw a small but powerful little boat pulling a huge ocean liner. into upstreams, the river Elbe, it's called, to bring it to the dock so that the goods could be, you know, brought into Hamburg. Prabhupada was particularly struck by the scene that as such a small boat was pulling such a tremendously big boat. And he asked us, how is this? His disciples, one disciple from Hamburg, explained to him, you know, that this is, these boats, they have people on board who are knowledgeable of the current of the river, so they sent this boat, this man, to the big boat, and he will take care of the steering, which is sometimes complicated because you have to avoid sandbanks, to always stay in deep waters. In these, now, in order to do these complicated maneuvers, you need a small boat. It's called in German language, for those who like to study languages, Lotsenboot. Lotsenbarkasse, you know how the English word.
Tug,
yes. This tugboat, maybe called. They pull them, because they can maneuver everywhere, into the, you know, wherever the boat has to go. So when this explanation was given to Srila Prabhupada, he did not like it. He said, I know this. What does this mean? He didn't know what does this mean. He upset the explanation of Prabhupada. No. This means that you, living entities, who are very powerful, have given up your power and have allowed yourself to be pulled by Maya, just like this powerful ship, this ocean liner. It's so powerful that the small boat wouldn't be able to pull it or tug it into the harbor unless and until the big boat would have stopped its, what is the word? Screw. Is it called screw?
Propeller.
Thank you. It is powerful propeller. Only when the living entity, in other words, stops its spiritual power, that means spiritual understanding and spiritual vision and spiritual Sanchit Ananda, Chit and Ananda, Sladini and his Chit Shakti, this means knowledge Shakti, and the Shakti to heavily engage in devotional service. If this stops, then Maya can pull you. Never stop your propeller. In other words, Srila Prabhupada saw an ordinary event which happens many times during a day in Hamburg, and immediately connected it to a Krishna conscious subject matter. This is what we want to attain. I mean, we want to follow this example so that whatever we see in this world, the so-called good, the so-called bad, the in-between neutral things, we connect everything with Krishna. One of the last dictations which Srila Prabhupada dictated in his dictaphone as a purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, was everything and everyone moves under the full control of Krishna. Understand this. This is Krishna consciousness. It means spiritual vision. In the Gita we have some Sanskrit quotations for this. One is the famous Vidyavinaya Sampade Shloka, where Lord Krishna explains that a learned person does not see the outer experience, appearance, or the outer shell. He may see an elephant, a dog, a brahmana, a dog eater even, But Pandita Samadarshina, he sees with an equal eye, he sees the spiritual soul. He must practice a spiritual vision, otherwise, what is the use of calling us devotees? Haribo. It must be practiced. Now, this brings us directly to a subject matter. Shishirana Vandaneshwara Ki Jaya. A very important subject matter, which I would like to address today by putting a question to all of you. Why are you a devotee of Krishna? Why not, for instance, of God, as he is presented by the Christian theology? Why Krishna? For those of you of Indian origins, why not of Lakshmiji or Mahadev, Shiva? Why Krishna? What particularly is the reason that you have chosen to become a devotee of Krishna? For what reasons? Do you think this question is relevant to be discussed in a philosophical lecture?
Not relevant.
But this is the Indian yet. in German language, this is an absolute no. I can't even make it because my muscles are not developed. But this kind shaking of the head. Why Krishna? What attracts you to Krishna?
Our gurus
attract us to Krishna.
That's because he's the all attractive.
You feel attracted by Krishna.
Yes.
What attracts you?
His presence.
His presence, though. Good. It's an interesting question if one looks deep in the heart. Yes.
His instructions in Bhagavad Gita.
His instructions in Bhagavad Gita. He has loving relationships with the devotees. Mm-hmm. Most accessible. Krishna is accessible. Ooh, this is a very advanced Vaishnava. But yes. In the Shastra, four reasons are given. It is said, without hesitation one should take the exclusive shelter, no one else, of Lord Krishna, with full confidence, giving up their association and even neglecting the regulative principles of the four varnas and four ashrams. That is to say, one should abandon all material attachments. Now, this was for those of you who like to read again things they have heard. Matya Lila chapter 22. This was verse 93. And now the four reasons are given in verse 96. Why exclusive shelter? Nobody, nothing else in Krishna. My dear Lord, this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear Lord, you are very affectionate to your devotees. You are also a truthful and grateful friend. Where is that learned man who would give you up and surrender to someone else? You fulfill all the desires of your devotees so much that sometimes you even give yourself to them. Still, you neither increase nor decrease by such activities. Let us make it very clear. Four things are given. Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He's grateful and very truthful to his promises. He's very audaya, that is merciful. And before this, he has all abilities. He's the Supreme Lord. Let us think now a little bit about these four qualities, and I feel we will be spiritually benefited, and it will help us a little bit more to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees who are concentrated always on Krishna. The reason why I think it will spiritually benefit you is a very simple psychological reason. If you always look in the sun, you do not have to see the shadows. If you always look towards the light, darkness cannot get you. In the same way, if you always look towards the Krishna sun in your life, the shadows of material world, which are becoming longer and longer as we enter into the darkness of Kali Yuga, will not be there for you. In the years to come, you will see how the qualities of sanity and God consciousness will set more and more as it is prophesied in Shastra. This means that the shadows of material existence and will become bigger and bigger and trouble your life more. And the sun is very high in the sky, the shadows are very small. But if it is very low, they become automatically very long. So in the same way, when a devotee is fixed on Krishna, has the Krishna sun always very clearly above his life as a guiding force, then the shadows of material existence become practically nil. He doesn't perceive it. Whereas a person who has not the Krishna sun over his life, who is not Krishna conscious, he will see things that which are bewildering his mind, so many forms and things. So therefore let us meditate, look at it. The first time, Krishna is very kind to his devotees. And it's described by Arjuna, then Uddhava asked him this question, when Narada Muni asked him the question, why are you attached to Krishna? His answer is that Krishna is the reservoir of pure, unconditional mercy. He is always there for me in all circumstances. Krishna's mercy is very, very important for a devotee. His karuna, his daya, his different forms of mercy are extremely important for the devotee to advance in Krishna consciousness. Without the mercy of Lord Krishna, we would not be able to exist any longer in this world. Krishna gives us the life force, energy, and the understanding. Hare Krishna, may all good things happen to you. Hare Krishna. Krishna gives us the life force and the spiritual energy and everything we require in our devotional service if we turn towards Him. This is one of Krishna's special qualities, that He is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of His devotees in this world, even the small ones. He is giving Bhagavad Gita a principle, a spiritual principle. He says in the Gita, yeya tamam prapatyante, the degree someone surrenders to me, I reward himself accordingly. However, this is his formal statement in the Bhagavad Gita, which is read by everyone, not only by his exclusive bhaktas. When he deals with his exclusive bhaktas, Krishna is not revealing them accordingly, in the proportions, like a businessman. You give me, I give you the equivalent in German marks for 10 pounds, I think it's would be around 30 German marks, and you return me the equivalent amount, this is 10 pounds. Krishna is not like this. He is rewarding or showing his mercy in an unequal proportion, much more. Srila Prabhupada says when a devotee turns one step to Krishna, he comes 10 steps or 100 steps higher. You know, he said different times, different things to the devotee. I personally think that this is the only chance of a person who has unfortunate sanskaras, a mind which always prefers to go to fall and material things. If Krishna wouldn't be so merciful that he rewards even the smallest endeavor in a big way, it would be difficult to make advancement. He does this because he is a friend. Bhakta Vatsala. The second quality is that Krishna is very thankful and he is truthful to his word. Arjuna has meditated about this quality by saying Krishna is an upholder of this word. In the Gita he says, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, my devotee will never perish. This is an absolute statement of the Lord and he protects this statement very carefully. You can see this in the beginning of the Kurukshetra battle. Krishna gave the word to Kunti, there will be all these 5 Pandavas. Now, at the end there was a tragic death of Karna, who was also the son of Kunti. So how? We might think that one of the Kunti's sons was killed. But no, Krishna's promise was there will be always 5, not 6. Pandavas. He upheld his word. He will surely uphold his word towards also us. You may think, well, the Pandavas were great devotees, but I am a small devotee. Then another quality of Krishna is that he is very grateful. And to illustrate this, Rupa Goswami cites the life of Draupadi. Draupadi, we all know, was in the most embarrassing situation for a cultured woman. She was dragged into a public assembly hall and it was attempted to strip her, to disrobe her. So when the rascals, Dushasan, was, you know, getting on her sari, pulling it, she must have suffered intolerable pain. But finally, she first tried to defend herself, but when it was not possible, then even Bhishma and her husbands could do nothing to protect her. She took to Sharanagati, the only exclusive shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, and she was shouting, Hey Govinda, Hey Govinda, with both arms she was rising. At that moment the Lord appeared and from his transcendental hand supplied an unending amount of sari so that the Dushasan, while attempting to disrobe her, filled the whole palace with sari material. And then finally he had to give up in utter frustration. So Krishna later commented on this. He said once, it's there in the Mahabharata, that when Draupadi called me, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, I always remember this, how she turned towards me. And remembering this, my indebtedness, don't pronounce it correctly in the English language, my feelings of being in her debt increased. Not month, but day by day. It's so grateful. And in the Srila Prabhupada purposes, he says, when the Lord becomes grateful just by hearing once his name called, what is then to speak by those who regularly chant names of the Hare Krishna mantra. Lord becomes so indebted, he becomes so pleased, and finally this is so wonderful. Dr. Joe is speaking my name. For us, we may say, Dr. Joe is still cleaning his nose with his finger, and he's not so cultured to really. But from Krishna's perspective, he chants my name. So Krishna is the upholder of the birth and his birth, especially Name Bhakta Pranashati. My devotee will not come to Pranashati, to extinction. And why is this so? Because he is grateful for the services rendered by his devotees. The third quality is he is a very liberal. Arjuna expresses this, that he, in his eyes, is the best of the well-wishing friends. Now, Krishna is extremely liberal, especially in this age of in the age of he is especially kind, because he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gives even the fallen souls an easy to apply process, which is the chanting of the holy name in the mood of Trinadapi, Sunichena, Tarot, and so on, and the devotee attempts to avoid all the ten offenses. The devotee concentrates his mind on these three things: chanting, how to avoid offenses, and on the positive side, practice the four instructions in the Trinadapi Shloka. Then the Lord is Audaya, giving his mercy to even very fallen persons. In the Chaitanya Leela, Lord Chaitanya visited even a fallen sannyasi who was attempting to preach to him to increase material enjoyment. Finally, this sannyasi said to Gaurani Thai, Chaitanya was with Nityananda, do you want some ananda? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Nityananda, what does he mean with ananda? You are expert in ananda, Nityananda. What does he mean? Chaitanya said, he means alcohol, which makes one a little bit, some foolish type of pleasure is manifesting in the mind by doing it. And then Lord Chaitanya, he felt he had given enough mercy, so he took his brother and they joyfully ran into the Mother Ganga to cleanse themselves and swam for a long time. And the Ganga came out in shanti form. Very merciful, even to the fallen, even to this so-called sannyasi who had even a female sannyasini. This is possible at all. Habits, being a drunkard, even he was given mercy. This is very important. Krishna in Dwaraka was very merciful. I heard how he gave away every day, or liberal, he gave away every day. I mean, millions of cows, I do not know how many, to the Brahmin community. It's very liberal. Millions of cows, not this one or two. We say they had jewels on their hooves and gold-plated horns. It was very... Once this cow could take off care of all the financial problems of the Wiesbaden temple. He is Nataradi from the Wiesbaden temple. Long time ago. Some minutes he gave to it. He gives away, this is the point. He doesn't want to keep his mercy for himself. He wants us to come back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, in perpetuating the Srimatam Svakata Krishna verse, he said, most of us really don't want to go back home, back to Godhead. And then he says, Krishna wants more. This is so nice. Did you have the first hand to hear? I want to read it to you anymore. Did you hear it to us?
Not
yet. From the memory. In one volume? No? He says, but I can remember it, but it's not as beautiful as you hear in a literal way. Prabhupada said, Krishna wants more than we can want that we come back to him. This means he is very best of the well-wishing friends. You know, it is like this, when a person is in fever, and he says all types of things, crazy things, and he throws his head back and forth, and so on. Sweat is coming all over his forehead. Then when his merciful friend is there, he sits near him with some water, some cold sandalwood. And even if the fever, the rich patient will say something foolish, you know, the well-wishing friend will stay at the side of his friend and give stillness mercy. The same way, the Lord is still with us. He has not left us. He is with us as Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, the controller in all living entities who are in this body, Yanta Rudhani Maya, this body which is a machine pump of Maya, material energy, and who is directing, he is still with us in directing our living entities, our ways through this world. If we would just more turn to him, we would be so much better off in our spiritual life. The fourth quality why we should surrender to Krishna is that he has all abilities. In Arjuna's words, the most omnipotent controller. See, why would you surrender to someone who cannot protect you? When you surrender to someone who cannot protect you, this has terrible results. You will be frustrated. We surrender to Krishna hoping that we will become devotees and we will be taken by him. But if Krishna wouldn't be able to protect us from our karma, which pushes us the opposite way down into the material energy, you know, our surrender wouldn't make any sense. Krishna couldn't stop our karma. Do you see this one? Only, you can only give up other things, like Krishna says, sarva dhamam parityaja, like other concerns and things. If this will really work, you know, like I will not give up my, for instance, my ticket. I can't surrender my ticket to any one of you which will bring me back to Germany. But there is no other means of transportation. So we can't surrender other things if there are no other means to deal with this karmic reactions which are following us everywhere. Krishna says, sarva dhamam parityaja, you know, everything. Mamyekam sharanam vrata, mamyekam, only to me you should surrender. Aham tvam sarva papevya mochayishyam marshuchaha. I will take care of all your heart, that means simple reactions. Moksha-ishyami, liberate you. Moksha-ishyami, maha-shuchaha. He's explaining this thing. I think, really? Krishna can take care of all? Can Krishna also take care of the mad dog who's following me everywhere, the dog of false ego? Is it possible? Is it possible? So the explanation is given in the Nectar of Devotion. Yes, it is possible. And the example which is given, are you listening? Is Madhavi is momentarily not listening. Meditating. The example which is given is when Krishna was asked by his guru to give his guru dakshin. Sandipani Muni said, "Look, he is very special. I will ask for some very special dakshin. I will ask that he will bring my dead son. He will bring him back from the kingdom of death." We are just giving an example how Krishna's birth, he will take care of everything in us. How he can uphold it. How he's not just saying this, but how he can do it. When the Guru Dakshin was necessary to give to Sandipani Muni, he asked his disciple for something very special. Bring back my son from the kingdom of death. So this is difficult. To bring someone, but it means you violate all the karma. You have to rearrange everything. Others cannot do so. Krishna went to Yamaraj and he very shortly said to him, "Be benefited by my order. Return the son of Sandipani." "Be benefited by my order." Yamaraj said, "Of course, here he is." This is how powerful the Lord is. So these are the four reasons which are given in Shastra why we should surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's very kind to his devotees, the Vatsala. He's very thankful and truthful. He keeps his word. He is very loyal. And he has all abilities. Hare Krishna. Yes, now 1 minute before the end of the lecture. Do you have any questions? Are you convinced? If everyone, ask yourself the question, it's not for some short word in the lecture. Yes, it's easy. Are you convinced? You will need to be convinced to keep your mind focused on Krishna and on the Krishna Son, because the shadows are getting longer. Some of them are coming into our movement. They are reaching for those who don't have the Krishna Son over their head. They will reach further. They won't. So there was a question.
Maharaj, thank you very much for a very wonderful class. Just one question. You were saying that you were explaining Krishna's qualities, his inconceivable mercy and his inconceivable power. So why is it so difficult then for the Jivatma to leave this material world?
Why is it so difficult for the Jivatma? Krishna is so merciful, powerful, and has all these qualities to leave the material world. The difficulty is that we are for such a long time already here. It is very difficult for us to break a habit. Even in this lifetime, it's very difficult, for instance, to break the habit of being attracted to the opposite sex. It's a practice, it's a very difficult. When you might have joined, when you might have joined the movement, maybe you had an unfortunate habit. Some devotee smoked cigarettes before they joined. Our devotees from Mayapur will be shocked to do this. Some did. Ate unmentionable things. And they might have had the experience how difficult it was to break the habit. I know as a preacher that for somebody, that some were sitting crying before me, crying that I want to smoke, I want to stop smoking Hare Krishna. And it was such a problem for them that they, for years they were unsuccessful in trying to break this habit. For years. But they wanted, they desired. Now, this picture comes to my mind in answering your questions. We have these sanskaras. Sanskaras, one psychological translations could be habit. Deeply ingrained impressions in our minds. Yes, that's all right. Are the devotees out? Yes. But don't feel you have to stay. Hare Krishna. You will meet as a man. Hare Krishna. So these are deeply ingrained habits and they are very difficult to give up. One of the last snares of Maya, by the way, I've heard from some, is to give up the desire for name and fame. That's one of the most, even for a very cultured and advanced person, Sanatana Goswami said, this is extremely difficult to give up the desire to be praised. It's a subtle form of sexual attraction. Very deeply ingrained. So this is, explains why it is difficult, and it also explains why a devotee has to absolutely be careful. It's not. The process is easy, but we are not very good. Sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. Otherwise, it is not so easy. And you have to understand, this is explained in very simple words. What am I? A servant of Krishna? Then, how do I reach Krishna? There are the processes of devotional service. Which are implemented in the sadhana, which Srila Prabhupada has kindly given us, chanting 16 rounds, following the four rules and regulations, observing programs, and so on. And what is the goal? Well, that is love of God, pray not to harm. You know, that's the fifth goal, to attain love of God. Now, a devotee, this is very simple. But our minds may be complicated here. Vaishnava means sarata, to become simple. It doesn't mean foolish, but stopping the complicated yagyasaka, you have to become the complicated meshes.
Thank you very much.
Now 5 minutes past the allotted time, we will end here. Thank you very much. Please, before you end, I will write this down, or someone can write it down, maybe Shishikaja. Please read the text so that you can also become convinced why you should surrender to Krishna. It's Madhavya 22, it starts, it's a whole section there. It starts. Oh, it's the whole, you will find it out. You should start at least 93, but you can also start earlier. And then the verse which we have discussed, the qualities are hinted is text 96. So we will write this down for you. You will have to read and understand this and ponder deeply about it in your life to have this in your heart. Okay. Yeah, I'm on the beach, but I'm here. Go away, man.